Hey, what is up? It's Brian LoFermento here with episode 245 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. This is a very, very special Strategy Wednesday episode because for the first time ever, literally this is the first time ever, I am showing you a real life one-on-one call that I had with a student, completely uncensored, completely unedited. Just this is a raw one-on-one call with me and a student. And today, because it's Strategy Wednesday, is all about what do you need to give your prospects in order to get them to know you, to like you, and to trust you, and to buy from you? I'm so excited about this. I'm going to give you all the context in just a second. So let's dive in. Actually allowed me to publicly air this one-on-one call that we had together here on the podcast, which is really amazing of her because this is really just our one-on-one interactions that she could move forward in her business. And I felt so strongly about the conversation that we had that I said, Heather, this would be amazing on the podcast because so many other entrepreneurs are going through the exact same thing when it comes to figuring out how to get people to buy from them. And Heather was just like, yeah, go for it, air it on the podcast. So I'm really excited. So Heather's an incredible entrepreneur. She works with women to help them improve their womb health. So obviously it deals with feminine issues that I'm not fully from a health perspective familiar with. So you'll hear gaps in my conversation with Heather where I'm just giving her examples and then obviously she's gonna go back and put her own expertise into it. The incredible thing about Heather is she cares so much about actually helping people. And she cares so much about the women that she helps when it comes to their health because she's gone through her own experiences with her own health and she's become an expert in her approach to really overall womb wellness. So I'm really excited about this. Heather is actually in the process of working on her marketing webinar. So this is what we refer to as a lead magnet. It's basically a free thing that you put out there that's of value so that you become a magnet to your leads, to your perfect customers and clients. So Heather's working on her webinar, and in this part of our one-on-one call, we talk about what do you need to give to people in order to get them to buy from you. So while it's in the context of Heather's webinar, it applies to you no matter what it is that your lead magnet is, no matter what it is that you're doing to attract your ideal customers and clients. So that's all the context that I think you need. Without further ado, I'm just gonna play about a 20-minute segment from my call with Heather on our last one-on-one. This is so much fun. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, so I guess I'm struggling with like how much I give away without giving
it. Because it's not information. Like the fact that we're even talking about information means we've gone down the wrong track. The purpose of the secrets, and I think you've changed the secrets because I think I wrote one of them for you. And I think it's completely different on the webinar that you had recorded. The purpose of the secrets is to acknowledge their existing belief patterns, shatter those beliefs, and rebuild a new belief system. It has nothing to do with giving them information.
So like, I guess I'm struggling with like how I say that without repeating what I said in the beginning, which is like, you can get a healthier womb without pills.
Like, give me an existing belief pattern for your customer avatar.
Does this go back to like the results and advanced timeline?
Yep.
That they're alone.
Perfect.
Okay,
actually, hold on. Let me find that one that I wrote. Did I drop it in a Zoom chat one time or did we do that over email?
I feel like if you did it, it would have probably been in the Excel document. What I can do is I can find it and then I can email it to you. And then you can give me the one that you did.
Bang, I did write it. Let me forward this email to you again. Do you have your email open?
Yes.
So you'll see how when I rewrote the secrets, I don't think any of these three made the cut into your presentation.
No, I revamped The Secret. As I was doing it, I was like, okay, I felt more in tune with it. So I was focusing on like splashing it up.
And, but like, here's the thing. So right now, what's secret number one? Just
eating is a superpower.
What is it?
The one that I used in my presentation. Yeah. It was just that eating is a superpower and shattering their belief that, in my head, maybe I didn't say it, but shattering the belief was that like, you don't know like what can help you.
From what I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, your content for secret number one is eating is a superpower. Eat these five things.
Yes, from what I recorded.
You really want me to watch an hour-long webinar to just tell me, Brian, eat these five things?
No. I mean, I guess the belief is that, like, you can eat your way to, like, a healthier life. Like, people, I don't think they know that.
I think you had one slide, Heather, on the content there. And I think it was literally eat these five things.
It was. Okay.
So here's the thing. Heather, I want to eat healthier. You definitely eat healthier than me. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Tell me how I can eat healthier. Eat these five things. Okay, let's pretend you just said that. Do you think I'm really going to wake up tomorrow and eat those five things?
I mean, I don't understand why you wouldn't if I tell you what it could do for you. Is the part that's missing, like, making
everything.
It-
everything's missing, Heather. Look. Holy cow. Okay. This is going to be our tough love moment. Heather, so here's the thing. I know what I should be eating. Okay. I could Google that information and learn it in literally 30 seconds. I want someone who's going to fundamentally transform my belief patterns. And they're going to say, look, Brian, I get it. You love donuts. But here's the thing. Donuts, I get it. People will tell you, they're high in sugar, they're high in calories, don't bother with that. But the situation is even worse than that. Because here's what happens every time you eat a donut. It goes through your system and blah, 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 and it sits right in your belly. And every time you look in the mirror and you see that belly, guess what's in there? Those freaking donuts. Do you see how this is, like, now if I'm watching that, I'm just like, I can't keep eating donuts.
Yeah.
Because okay. Someone actually took me on the journey instead of someone asking me to sign up for a 60-minute webinar to once again lecture me like everybody has my entire life, only to say, hey, eating makes a big difference. Eat these five things.
Okay. I guess maybe if I'm being honest with myself, I think I'm just still struggling on like what belief I'm shattering. Like I'm
I wrote these for you. Let's go with secret number one that I wrote. You don't need to see expensive specialists and get referrals to five different doctors just to get a diagnosis. So that's their belief right now, right? So I'm shattering that belief. And then I'm saying, and now I'm rebuilding it, you have everything you need at your fingertips and can start by helping yourself. And then I'm rebuilding because your body is already telling you the valuable information you need. Heather, I'm already more intrigued than eat these five things. Do you see how that's more appealing? Like, holy cow. First of all, I want to know what's at my fingertips that I already have that I'm just completely looking over. I want to know how to end my reliance on having to go to the doctors. I want to understand the signals that my body is already telling me because I'm not in tune with my body. I don't know what my body's telling me. Please enlighten me.
Okay, let's take that example to help me get there. So like in this presentation.
Oh gosh, now you got me in this mode. Here we go.
So like, I guess.
I'm opening up PowerPoint.
No. It doesn't have to, you don't have to open it. Just using what you said, right? Like if we were to put this in the webinar. So I think what I'm still, I guess, not wrapping my head around is like, if you use your great secret like that,
yeah.
Then do I just talk about that secret? I guess. What do I leave them with in the webinar?
I'm opening up PowerPoint right now. We're doing it together.
Versus like, what I say.
If this is all you leave with, Heather, we win.
Okay, because like that's what I'm just like. Because to be honest, Brian, we actually be fully honest. Like, the more I work with you and talk to you, the more I realize how much I know and how I can package it, right?
Yeah.
But like, I guess I'm still stuck with like, I try and say things really simply, like when I'm talking to people in real life. And maybe it's because we're in person and it's my energy and I'm excited and I go into all these things. So maybe it's about putting that here, but it's also like, I'm struggling with how to parse it out further to like leave something.
Nah, I'm gonna call BS on all this.
Why?
Here's why. Here's why, Heather. If I want you, are you as fit as you want to be?
No.
Do you exercise as much as you should?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Things get in the way. There are obstacles.
Okay. Let's say you and I were going on a great exercise regime together starting tomorrow. What should we go out there and do?
We should do a HIIT workout.
Perfect. Let's face it. Neither of us are doing that tomorrow. Why not?
I don't know. I guess maybe this is
when I know.
Tell me.
Because information is completely worthless until you can get someone some transformation.
So I guess for me, if I sign up for something and someone tells me to do it, I am going to do it. So,
if you sign up for it, because then you're invested. Those who pay, pay attention.
Yeah, I will absolutely do. Even if you don't tell me all the other trick stuff.
Nah, BS. You know you should be doing a high-intensity interval training tomorrow, and you're still not going to do it, Heather.
Yeah, if I have a coach, I'm now accountable to that.
Okay, but these people aren't coached yet. You have to sway them. And the way you get them swayed is not through information. Basically, like, the biggest takeaway from tonight is if all you're delivering to them, Heather, is information, you have done them a massive disservice. Because these women on your webinar, they don't need information to be sparked to action. They could get all the information they wanted.
Yeah.
Information is not the gap. Transformation is the gap that we plug as good marketers in our spaces.
Okay.
So you can see PowerPoint, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's secret number one. You don't need to see expensive specialists and get referrals to 5 different doctors just to get a diagnosis. You have everything you need at your fingertips and can start by helping yourself. Most people think they need to go see the doctor for everything. Every time their period is too long, they freak out. Every time there are pains in their stomach, they think it's a serious issue. Just go to WebMD and you'll convince yourself you're dying imminently. But your body is already sending you signals. Our bodies are always talking to us. They are sending signals all day, every day. Everything we eat, everything we drink, every step we take, things are happening inside of us. Most of us go our entire lives without learning how to even listen to what our bodies are saying. The reality is you already have the answers at your fingertips if you just start to listen. Most women ignore XYZ. I'm just going to leave some gaps here because obviously when it comes to the actual content, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. No, this is great. So I guess I understand. It literally is taking them on the journey of like their belief in how it's false and what they should do.
It's giving them like real actionable transformation, not information, not eat these 5 things.
That's always going to be like a running joke. You say
I was so high on Heather Davis as I was watching the webinar. And then when it got there, no joke, Heather, I think I like grabbed my laptop. I was like, wait, that's really all her content? Like, that's really what she did?
Thank you. Okay. So let's take this example. I'm like crying tears. Okay, so this is an example. I guess where I still need a little bit more guidance is if I tell them that you already have the answers at your fingertips, do I give them the answers?
There aren't real answers here. I'm not looking for you to give them information. I'm looking for you to reshape their brain to the point where they say, wow, I would really like to start understanding my body.
Okay.
Just reshape the way they look at the world and they look at themselves and they look at their bodies. Because then the real answer, by the way, is your pitch at the end. So that's why information is not the answer here. I mean, if I can get you to look at marketing a new way, Heather,
yeah,
then you're going to go down the rabbit hole with me. Whereas if I just tell you, hey, Heather, you need to come up with an offer. You need to offer people things. You need to sell it to them. You're going to be like, okay. Whereas if I'm just like, hey, look, most people never make $10,000 as an entrepreneur. Do you want to know why? It's because they ignore the fundamentals of what a business is actually based on, and instead they go straight to strategies and tactics. So what ends up happening is they're applying strategies and tactics to a system that doesn't have a foundation. I didn't tell you any real answers in there. Mm-hmm. All I did is reshape the way that you were thinking, and now you're listening to me. And now when I tell you, look, in my program, I'm going to show you the fundamentals. I'm going to show you how to construct a six-figure offer. I'm going to show you how to identify the audience that you serve. You see how I didn't give you any information there. I just give you transformation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not texting. I'm taking notes in my phone because every time you see a screen, it becomes automatically a full screen share or a full screen. Okay. So like, if you had to like say to me, so there's the webinar. It's okay mm-hmm. to call it a webinar. That's what like this. Yep. But then my thing is like my guide, right? We're just calling it a guide.
Yep.
So I understand that. So it sounds like this is really about introducing myself and getting to know me, sharing my background based on what makes me credible at all to talk about this mm-hmm. stuff. And then basically walking them through where they are and showing them that's a better way without actually giving them the tangible things to do it. And it's like that
fine. No, I don't buy that at all.
No?
It's just that we have a difference in opinion of what the tangible thing is. You think that you're withholding some sort of information from them. Heather, they're not ready for that information.
Okay.
That's why I don't think you're withholding anything. You're delivering to them for the first time in their life. You are going to be the person, thanks to the fact that we're having this conversation, who finally says, look, I get it. You know that you should be eating better. I get it. You know that you should be exercising more. I get it. You know that you should be taking better care of yourself. But I also get it as a female that we don't always do these things. So because of that, we need to start understanding our body and we need to start listening to our body so that we start using the signals that it's sending to us.
Okay.
So it's not about giving them information. It's truly about reshaping the way they look at the world so that they can then utilize information. Information is inherently worthless. It's completely worthless. Information does nothing for us. You and I could lecture anybody about what they need to do workout-wise. It doesn't make us personal trainers. It just means we're really good at Googling things. Mm-hmm. A personal trainer is the person who's going to get your butt in the gym and say, look, we're doing this together. It's the transformation that's valuable, not the information.
Okay. Is this supposed to be like challenging? Am I the only one like just doesn't get it on the first try?
No, no way. Are you serious?
I'm just like, I know he said this to me and I was like, sometimes only once I do it, do I then in hindsight understand what you were going to say to me before? But then parts of it is sort of like, it's just practicing to get better at it. Like copywriting isn't necessarily like a thing, but it's like when you do it, it's so easy. I'm like, oh, this is great. I could watch this and I'm like really drawn in. And it's like, I know that's what you're tasking me to do. It's just taking me some time to figure out like to find the right way, I guess, to say it. But every time we go through it, I feel a little bit closer. Can't guarantee you I'm all the way there.
Yeah, I mean, for the record, Heather, like 98% of people think that it's information that we have to deliver as marketers. Mm-hmm. So not only are you not alone, you're in the majority. Mm-hmm. Like this is really, you want to get at the secret sauce? This is the secret sauce, is that as good marketers, we don't deliver information, we deliver transformation.
So once again, a huge thank you to Heather for allowing me to bring this one-on-one call public so that you can actually learn from it as well. I hope you found it very informative. I hope you had so many takeaways. I know that for me personally, this is the real stuff. This is truly the secret behind effective marketing and getting people to know, like, and trust you and want to buy from you. So hopefully you found a lot of golden nuggets. The big takeaway that I want you to get is that you really get these insights from interacting with and working with and surrounding yourself with people who eat, sleep, and breathe this kind of stuff. So if you're a newer entrepreneur in particular, you could figure all this stuff out on your own. You could take the long path. I have no doubt about that you could figure it out on your own. But if you really want to be one-on-one interacting with me, if you want to be one-on-one interacting with my entrepreneurial friends, if you want to find your community, I urge you, join the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Facebook group. Just hop straight on over to letmeinthegroup.com. That's letmeinthegroup.com. You'll get on the invite list. You will join my personal Facebook group. I'm so excited to open the doors. This is something that is really going to take the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur community to the next level. I want you to take action in your business, and I cannot wait to help you do exactly that for free, no strings attached, in the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Facebook group. You can get on the inside at letmeinthegroup.com. That's it for me. I'll see you this Friday. I'm going to be telling you about what's going on the podcast next week, which is so exciting. I actually am crazy excited for it as well as a listener, because I've got a little something special lined up for you next week. So tune in this Friday, pound that subscribe button wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, and I will see you here again on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.